I'm sure you've kept an eye on what RCP you were up to in the last few days. I think it just also tell us what DC camp was up in the last few days. Did they have to finally have booked your seat in with a direct rental yet again?
Yeah, we've had a good couple of days, obviously, with a couple of extra rest days, I guess. So we've had a good mix of enjoying each other's company off the field. We had a really good dinner the other night with a bit of fun, and then some training as well the last couple of days. So that's the prep that we've gone with throughout the whole tournament, sort of letting individuals go about their business as they need to. And we feel like we're in a really good space heading into tomorrow, so it's going to be a cracking game. We're really pumped for it, really excited to be involved, and we've given ourselves an opportunity to go out there and win it, and we're looking forward to taking it on and hopefully playing our best game of the tournament.
Looks like history is sort of repeating itself, and as we make it into the finals, even the women's team will have the women's team this time. How much have you spoken to your team about playing a final, playing an important final like tomorrow, if you've had the conversation with girls, especially the young ones?
I think firstly, I think this year it was very important for us to not connect to the whole franchise as what happens with the men's, because sometimes it puts added pressure. So we just were thinking that we are two seasons into it, let's not put so much stress of what's happened over the last 15 years. So not really correlating anything what's happened with the men's. I think conversation was. Has always been around last 25 days, has always been that we are enjoying each other's company, really focused on the process, training well. So I think it doesn't change anything. We won't really look at it like, we're changing anything overnight just because it's a final. I think still we'll go today, train the way we have trained in the last 25 days and come out really strong tomorrow.
Hi, it's Sudarshan from ESPN Cricket. For one question each for the two of you. Meg, first up, last year you played an Indian captain in Harmanpreet Kaur. Now you have Smriti in the opposition, who you probably not did much as an opposition captain. So you like treated a bit differently, or like what's your prep as a captain for the opposition?
Is she bowling to me?
Yeah, unless I'm bowling to Smriti, I don't actually think too much about it. It's more it's about the team we're coming up against. My prep does not change, depending on who we're playing. For me, it's about going in and being as prepared as I can be, as we can be as a team, and that's really important. But I've played a lot of cricket now, and I have learned that no matter how much planning you do, the game always pans out differently to what you think, and you've got to be able to adapt on the run and think on your feet. And I think that's going to be the case again tomorrow. We've seen throughout the tournament that there's been some crazy cricket, some crazy finishes. So I'm expecting nothing less tomorrow. And we're coming up against RCB, who have played some excellent cricket. They've got match winners. They've shown that they're able to play some great cricket when they're under the pump. So what a great challenge for our group to go out there and have to take them on. And I've got full confidence that we'll be able to deliver when we need to.
And Smriti, you like being part of India, where Meg landing in Australia kind of meeting you. So do you kind of ever have had, or at least now have had conversation with, say, Harman, or even now in the RCB, the talk about like maybe outsmarting a Meg landing led outfit or something like that, and if at all do you kind of incorporate something in your captaincy to do that?
I think we always played an Australian team for sure. Meg was leading it, but I think we give a lot of importance to the role of captainship. I think a captain is as good as the team is, and I think nothing changes tomorrow as well. We are playing a good Delhi Capitals side, which have played some amazing cricket over not only this season but also last season. So nothing changes, as I said, nothing changes for us. That's near. What's happened, I think, in cricket, I think that's one thing which cricket has taught, that it's important to live in present what's going to happen tomorrow and today. So I don't think I will be thinking, or any of the teammates, or nor did I ever have a chat with any of the other Indian teammates about you know, how do we outsmart and all of that. I think it's just about playing good cricket on that particular day, and whoever plays the best cricket tomorrow is going to win.
I don't think we've thought too much about what happened last year. I think what Shwiti just said is that it's actually what's important is what happens tomorrow. And even throughout this tournament now, it doesn't actually matter. It's actually about you know, performing on the day and adapting on your feet and being able to play what's in front of you. So I think the experience of last year, you know, I guess that helps in a way. We feel like we've been there before, but it doesn't drive us in any different way or feel like we need to get one back. You know, I think we've played some really good cricket throughout the tournament, and we're just excited about the opportunity that we've given ourselves. We need to play well tomorrow. That's what it comes down to. That's what finals are all about. So it's pretty cool that we get the chance to do it again, and hopefully we can play well and sort of execute when we need to.
Just a couple of days back, when you came to the press, you spoke about being a little mellow with your emotions and having to snap all that in terms of things. And then yesterday's game, I think, was putting through in terms of how you were reacting when we saw you. What were the, like, you know, getting a little thing when the wickets didn't go your way or when something went right to you? What is this experience sort of been like? You as a leader, perhaps, how does this fit into that kind of leadership?
I think that's been the most expressive I've been, maybe, for the longest time of playing cricket. Not much of expression, but yesterday I think the way you know, we started out, definitely, you know, we just thought that we were 15-20 runs short, and then the way I think the bowlers started bowling and we stood up at you know, we got those crucial wickets, definitely the emotions kicked in. But I think whatever was there, I think the whole group was really calm. So it was not really, it looked like extremely, of course, after winning, we definitely had a bit of celebration in terms of, you know, because sometimes these close matches, you know, however you want to control the emotions, it's going to come out. But yeah, I'm happy that, you know, something of that we all have experienced, because, and for me as well, I think it's good to also sometimes express emotions or, you know, feel in that sort of way. So yeah, I think it was a good experience and definitely will give a lot of confidence to the whole group. Should I answer this before the match? No, I think jokes aside, definitely, I think you know, last year wasn't the greatest of campaigns for RCB and as well for me. And I remember after the second match against DC, she came up to me and I think we had a little bit of 10 to 15 minutes conversation, which was really cool because, you know, at that time, even how much ever you play, sometimes you play as number of years of international cricket, sometimes you're going through something of that sort. And a little conversation with someone who understands batting as much as you do, I think that really helps. So definitely it was an amazing thing that she did and really taught me as well that, you know, how to look up to even other players from the other teams if they're not doing well. And yeah, I think from the time I have debuted, I think Meg Lanning was the top run scorer for Australia and had always looked up to her. I remember the 2016 tour where first time I think I was playing against Australia in Australia, and I remember really properly, she had flicked a pace bowler over fine leg for a six, and I was like, "Oh, that's some shot." She won't probably remember that, but yeah, that's that time I was like, "Okay, if you really want to play, be good at cricket and women's cricket, I think that's something you really need to improve." And yeah, it's been a really nice journey to watch her the way she's gone about. But yeah, I'll keep that that thing aside for tomorrow's match and focus on you know, trying to play the best cricket and beat them.
Like, has it been even better for us since you spoke to me about that 2016 tour watching a young Smriti Mandana? From that day onwards, and let's see his victory for India, first ever against Australia, which you were captain for to this day, 16th March 2024. What is the kind of evolution you've seen in her as a person, as a batter, and now a captain as well?
Well, she spoke really nicely about me, so I better go back. But look, I think, you know, I know whenever we came up against India, we always used to talk about Smriti and how we could get her out really early because we knew how dangerous she could be. So she's a match winner and proven match winner in any conditions. So you know, again, that's, you know, tomorrow, that's something that we'll certainly be looking to avoid because it's, you know, you've got some pretty amazing players and Smriti's one of them. So, you know, I guess, and she's on her own, like, leadership journey, I guess, and you go through ups and downs, and it sounds like Smriti's really starting to understand the ins and outs of that, and obviously he's done an excellent job with RCB this year. So it's going to be a really great game tomorrow night. Two teams who... you have been strong throughout the year. It's very even, and that's going to make for a really great contest. So look forward to tomorrow.
On record tomorrow, question to both of you, keep in mind. The shorter boundary here has played a big role in the previous matches we've seen. And even in Bangalore, there was one boundary, I think there was a little shorter than the others. Last year, we saw the boundary being put in. Is that something that you're looking at? As captains, how do you address it for tomorrow? And looking forward, probably the next season of the BPL, would you like the boundaries to be a little longer? Like, what have we pushed in? Do you have thoughts on that?
I believe the boundary is going to be even tomorrow, which is great because it's a nightmare having a 40-meter boundary on one side. That's one thing I haven't necessarily enjoyed as captain. But yeah, I mean, I think we could look at potentially having slightly bigger boundaries. I think if it's even all the way around, I think that makes sense. But you know, there's so much more power and strength in the game now that people are clearing the ropes pretty easily. But you know, it's entertaining. It's the same for both sides, so. You can't complain too much, but yeah, I've lost a lot of sleep over games when there's only a 40 meter boundary on one side, especially when this left hand is like Smriti. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, true that. I think you know, there's a lot of planning which goes when it's 40 meters at one side, and you know, it's so much of I just feel it's a lot of headache in, rather than having a similar size of boundary, because that makes really even both sides, and definitely, as Meg said, when a lefty righty goes, like, I think one match against Gujarat when lefty righty both were playing, I think it was really a nightmare to understand which end to bowl your spinners or pacers from. That was a little difficult thing. So it will be, I think tomorrow we are on a similar size of boundary. So yeah, I think that's a better way. But as Meg said, I think it's same for the both teams. So really doesn't matter. It's just about how you apply.
Sir, ऐसा कोई गुरु मंत्र होता तो
आई थिंक बहुत ईजी होता क्रिकेट. बट डेफिनेटली आई थिंक हरमन का विकेट काफ़ी क्रूशियल था लास्ट के मैच में. डेफिनेटली यू नो, 130 का जो टोटल होता है एज अ बैटिंग, जब आप जाते हो तो हमेशा यू नो, इधर यू आर टू डिफेंसिव और टू अटैक, तो कभी कभी बीच का जब गेयर लेते तो कभी कभी विकेट्स गिरते हैं. तो वो हमको पता था कि यू नो, 130 प्लस टोटल हमेशा एक ट्रिकी टोटल होता है. बट ऐसा कोई गुरु मंत्र मुझे पता होता तो फॉर श्योर हम काफ़ी ओवर मैचेस जीतते होते. बट आई थिंक लास्ट तीन मैं वो क्रेडिट बिल्कुल लेना नहीं चाहूँगी. आई थिंक लास्ट चार ओवर में जिस तरह से हमारे बॉलर्स ने बॉलिंग करी अंडर द प्रेशर, श्रेयंका, सोफी एंड आशा की जो लास्ट तीन ओवर्स थे, आई थिंक दैट वॉज रियली अमेजिंग. और यू नो वो गुरु मंत्र अगर मैं उनको दे पाती तो शायद मैं ही बॉलिंग कर लेती सर. तो आई थिंक वो सब क्रेडिट उनका ही है एंड उन्होंने जिस तरह से वो कैरेक्टर दिखाया और वो डिलीवर करा, वो इट वॉज रियली गुड टू वॉच.
थैंक यू.